Yeah. We're recording. Oh. I've got the recorder's little jacket here.
Oh, good spare tags there. Remind me of the little jackets here for the thing. Right.
Oh, was it 19th of July?
2005.
Courtesy of the company that shall not be named until an advertising deal can be.
Like Pizza Hut are going to give us an advertising deal.
There might be somebody, maybe the chief exec's listening, who knows.
Then again,
right.
We're usually far enough from reality to begin with.
Right. Oh lordy.
Who's giving us money this time?
People.
Fur. The man with two F's.
And a Fern.
Fern. Yeah. And.
Oh dear, you haven't looked. That's been
nice. I have, and Lindsay shut the computer down. I haven't looked, no. I'm very shoddy, and I remembered as well.
And you know his birthday today.
It is, an awful
birthday. Happy birthday!
Good birthday, no, of course.
One of the regular people.
And of course, our thanks have to go out to our patrons, as always.
Yes.
We like them, though. Who patronise us.
Yes.
Yes, we like being patronised quite a bit. It really kind of helps.
They do not patronise us with any luck.
Yeah, they might.
Look, we know.
Steve's been learning how to patronise people. Mainly younger people. That's part of teacher training, isn't it?
For the purpose of audio, that huge slam on the floor with some D&D books.
Half the books.
That was half the
D&D,
here.
An easy pickup game, you can just play anywhere.
Yeah, it's fine as long as you don't have any.
What do you have with a pack animal?
yes.
Darn those wizard splat books.
Anyway.
I feel like the queen.
Yes. We have a change of location due to Lindsay's foot, which is now our attic and she sat on the sofa.
The order of the foot?
What? We're in Lindsay's foot.
What? Still works.
Yes, Lindsay's foot has become the attic. Yes, Lindsay's foot.
The order of the foot.
Interesting game. This is the... I warn you all now that this is the place we play Earthdawn, and Earthdawn tends to sidetrack into pointless conversation.
So all right, stream vans.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of great background.
Bear with me quiet for a second. That's thunder. Wind. All right, sorry.
Yeah, we may have to close the window in a minute, but yes, that's the attic window.
Storm effects are free, courtesy of God.
I'm missing dice.
Or whichever deity you believe in. Believe in.
Yeah.
Or deities.
Or not.
Or
lack thereof, deities.
And a big hello to the extra 10,000 listeners.
Who are podcasting.
Yes.
Thank you.
From Apple iTunes.
Yes. Actually, visit the website, would be very nice. Join the forum.
help with the bandwidth, which has now got even worse than it was before.
We're going to upgrade the hosting, I think.
Up again, we go.
What am I missing? The adventure.
The adventure.
Would help.
You mean you haven't memorised it all after these many months?
Yes, I have, but I don't know where you're going to go, so, you know.
Oh, right, okay.
Didn't we get dangerously near to another section?
Yes, we did.
And then we ran off and
stuff. Yeah, new section.
It was the attraction of a brand new secret door, a secret door that took you away from it.
Yeah, that sounds like it. So,
you are in room 377, according to my notebook.
Whose is that, Mike?
Yours.
Oh, thank you.
Louis Simpson.
Yes.
Not mine.
Not mine.
Balazar's Diet Coke.
Would you like the
Land of Asda at Walmart?
I have the bad dispelled iron.
Oh, yes, C-77, the Black Dragon's Nest.
I can beat that, something the Americans will never even have heard of.
Oh, that does not speak its name.
They do, because they have it in Fiesta.
Yes, they have it in Fiesta.
Isn't that a dodgy adults magazine?
Yes, it is.
Just in this country.
They have Lucozade in Fiesta.
Yes, we have Lucozade, which is brain and body energy drink. Original flavour, which Lindsay loves so much.
Mm, yeah,
rather than a car or a porn magazine.
I heartily recommend all Americans to go to a Fiesta, if they've got one, or an English shop, and buy Lucozade, because it has 26% glucose syrup in it and is very, very good for keeping you awake.
And traditionally given to those who are sick in hospital.
Yes,
to help them along.
They're only lying in bed, precisely what they need all that energy for.
Yes.
For anyone who's not in America, but also not in the UK, the same thing applies.
Yes, go.
Carlton keeps telling me that I have to that
when
I'm sick.
My mum misses it in America.
What, Lucozade?
Yeah.
You could smuggle it in.
Can't you just use Mandu?
No,
it
doesn't taste. There's no substitute for Lucozade when you're feeling crap.
There's shit.
Lindsay loves Lucozade.
They've done Clegg-a-Lucozade, which doesn't taste of anything that's really good. And I like the barley ones.
Barley.
Yeah, Lucozade Sport, isotonic, whatever the hell that means.
Oh, what, don't they do water as well? That's isotonically
balanced. Lucozade water.
It hydrates you better than water.
Yes, apparently that's what it does, yeah.
Minerals and salt in it.
Yeah.
Salt.
Salty exactly water! Now, that. As if the planet isn't covered with 70% of that already.
So, right. It's a bottle of salt water, essentially.
A bit sugary.
It's a saline solution. Okay, just drink it.
It's a bottle of salty water, yeah. Right, without our wondrous whiteboard, we're going to have to use our imagination.
You can't do that to us, that's just not fair. No.
How about just draw on wall and you can repaint later?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
I've got my pointy thing as well, look, laser!
You can point at the exciting archaeology books.
The megalithic European, that's a big book.
It is, isn't it? Cheap. Sadly, Lindsay spotted it. Yeah.
It's also made by a singer.
Lindsay spotted it. Who is it?
Julian Cope.
Yes, I think it does actually.
It might not be singing
right now.
No,
it is him.
No, it is him.
Yeah,
it's him.
Wow.
Yeah, it is him, yeah.
It's an old...
Yes. Did he write a big book
on? Yeah, basically went around megalithic sites in Europe.
Except the price says a big half price sticker stuck on.
Lindsay saw this very, very cheap in the airport on the way to America. And as you can see, it is rather a megalithic book.
It is. It's
all, and we carried it all the way from England to America and back again.
To be honest, there was a plane involved.
Yeah.
True.
It's not like shifting stars and
stuff. It was in the hand luggage. It was in my hand luggage.
In Stonehenge.
They made it swim it.
And I suppose that was the first time we actually managed to put that in the case on the way back, because I had a USB hard drive and a router to bring back. We're not importing, it was just for personal use.
And a stash of diamonds, so we don't talk about that.
So what did you want a woodworking tool for?
Sure. Alright, yes, router, I know. Now I'm trying to be multilingual with English.
It's an internet router.
Router. It's definitely not a router.
If you're on routers, you're going to be talking like routers and biscuits and American Yankee Workshop stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
You Yankee Workshop.
Remember, there is no more important safety tips than to wear these.
Yes.
Safety glasses.
Is it New Yankee Workshop? Can I say that?
New Yankee Workshop.
It's amazing.
It's a fine show.
Oh, I'm just going out to my backyard. I'm just going into my shed. His shed is the size of Asda. It's like, it's got every major industrial piece of carpentry machine in the world in there.
It's a New Yankee Workshop. It's a workshop. It's not a shed.
It is. He basically says
job.
Let's head out to the barn where I've got a few small tools. It's 30 foot long and it cuts biscuits.
Alright, they make one of those.
Biscuits and gravy.
Different kind of biscuits in woodworking. A little kind of.
I know what a biscuit is.
I didn't know what a biscuit was. Because
saw that. It's like a little round wafer that you hammer in. Yes, yeah. I understand that.
Biscuits. Right. It's made of pressed birch wood.
Oh, nice.
You're in room C77. There's a dead dragon. You have its hoard.
I have its blood and its teeth and its eyes. Most of its organs and its arms.
And outwards as well.
Yeah, you found it. But we found 4 days around.
Does anyone have leather working? Make some nice leather armour.
I could if we can level up real quick. How far are we off 10th? Really?
In that 4 days we've identified stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
However, I've also been praying to Mr. a lot.
Yes. And please, Mr. Please.
Fiddling with a rather large box.
Yes.
I
don't think
that's something you should be talking about on audio, Steve.
Well,
yeah. Fiddling
with a big box.
We weren't going to talk about the size of Steve's box, but it is quite large.
So, alternately, 4 days in this room.
Yes.
Well, we have spent 4 days.
We have spent 4 days in this room.
Right, where are you going?
Ring of wishes, no wishes.
There is the door you came in through to leave via.
Well, I suppose I need to tell people what I've been doing with the box.
You probably do.
Ah. I've been opening it and locking it and trapping it.
Yes.
But with the sword inside.
It took us 3 ages to get it open.
Yeah. He's locking it back in.
Can I have my stick back yet?
Not yet. I'm still trying to figure out how to make it less random.
Do I want it?
Yeah, we'll get it back later. Talk about it.
It not doing anything is quite not random.
But it's fun.
I am now Balazar the Evasive.
Yes. I believe your friend Bastion particularly enjoyed one of the effects.
Was my fault.
Yes.
Bastion was a very bad man. We just didn't know about it, but Timora did, and that's why she.
Well, he's now known as Mr. Crispy. So.
See, if you believe in Timora, she'll be good to you. He didn't, so he went burning 35 by.
Yes, there's been lots of prayers for Mistra over this really big nasty sword. And lots of
can't you just convert it to good so we can use it as a sort of whacking or something?
And lots of praying.
Because it's that easy.
Well,
be good!
Okay.
You just keep that works.
Yeah. I think it's good.
Where are you going? What are you doing? Other than arguing
with myself. Well, I've got most of a dragon I'm now hauling around in various bits and bobs.
Okay.
No, you have a bag of holding.
There is a dragon in the bag of holding.
There is not a dragon in my bag of holding.
Well, there is parts of dragon.
There's a dragon and an uppity halfling.
Yeah.
In the bag of holding.
I do not partake of the bag.
Just don't inhale.
That's not your bag, man.
It's not your bag, man. Bag of Holding's not my bag, man. This book written by Phelan Hilltopple.
It's not my bag, man.
It is my bag.
It's got your name written on it.
It is my bag, man. Carved inside the bag of holding.
What happens if pointy things pierce the bag of holding?
You disappear into a huge hole that leads to something.
Black dragon parts.
All the stuff falls out.
Cool. Things I can do with black dragon parts.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh, I've got a paint
cover.
Yeah. Yay.
Paint
yay,
the word
yay.
Swag on the side.
Yeah, but that means the word swag falls off the side.
Can you paint a portal to get us out of here, like a gateway? Does that work? I'm not sure it would work, actually.
No, I would suggest it's probably worth a lot more than 2,000 gold pieces. A magical portal that takes you wherever you want to go. Or anywhere, in fact.
No. one very specific purpose.
Would be worth a lot more than 2,000 gold.
How much wood would it take to make some stairs?
How much wood would a woodchuck?
Wood.
New teeth, please.
Would that be a woodchuck?
Woodchuck could build a door.
You clever man.
Yes, but can you pluck pheasant?
I'm a pheasant plucker's son, and I'm only plucking pheasant and the pheasant plucker comes.
It's more amusing than you say pleasant fucker, though.
Groot is dead! Deal with it! Deal with the pain!
I'm not a pleasant fucker, I'm a pleasant fucker's son.
I can't do any of them, so I'm...
You can do the R one.
No.
No?
No, she sells
seashells on the seashore.
The second bit,
but that's not getting the dungeon.
There's a second bit. Yes, it's even harder. Oh. The shells that she sells are seashells, I'm sure.
Ooh,
that's even harder.
Yes. We'll just sit here and watch Stevie eat pizza.
Yes. I'm only eating pizza because we're not playing.
Yeah, we are.
We're kind of
bantering,
diverging again.
Again, okay. I'm just writing down the dragon part.
We very precisely follow the route that we haven't followed yet to the more exciting thing.
Yeah.
You go back to the crossroads. You entered via here.
Who's keeping the
south? There is an entrance to the north and an entrance to the west, which you have not examined yet, and there are doors blocking both.
Ooh, dragon's teeth, skeletons.
I like doors.
You come from the south. Yes, out of the dragon's den.
Mm-hmm.
You came from the east. You have got yet to go west or north if you want to explore this section.
Go west.
Yeah.
West. Okay.
How many guards are
there? There's a door.
The dragon.
Is it not?
No.
How many what?
Gallons of blood to get out of the black dragon.
It's generally a pint per every...
The point?
23.
So many kilos.
Hmm?
23 for searching for
trout. I don't think it's trout.
I need to make...
You take a couple of bottles.
I've got lots. Okay.
No,
you physically haven't got the containers to take.
About a pint per stone.
Gallons.
Ish.
A pint per stone, okay. It's quite low.
Yeah. If it was related to hit points, as we gained level, we'd gain blood volume.
Yes, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah.
You just get bigger.
Do you hear me?
I assume you're searching traps.
Yeah. Did you hear the number I got?
No.
Well, I'm not repeating.
Yes, I did.
You have to listen.
Okay, hang on a second. How much?
Just because I'm sat over here.
Sorry.
I got 23 to search the door for traps.
You do not find any traps on the door.
Is the door locked, you cock?
No, bitch.
I'm sorry, but the tone of this is going downhill by the
fact. Don't you poke me with your crutch.
That's crutch. C-R-U-T-C-A.
That's your job.
What? Poke with my crotch? Yeah, I suppose.
It's a good thing you've got the word explicit on the bloody podcast, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yes, it is. Yeah. Hey, otherwise, when we said cunt and fucking bastard, we'd get in trouble.
Shh! Erase this from your memories.
So.
This is Dungeons and Dragons, welcome.
Is the door locked?
No! No, is it locked? Not.
Are you cut? You like from the
cock? Hello, cock. How are you doing?
Quick. Is it locked?
I open the door and walk through.
Okay. I hobble behind.
This cross-shaped hall is filled with coins of all shapes and sizes.
You fail in hobble-topple now.
Upon the mound of copper, gold and silver are bronze candelabrums, golden plates, silvery cutlery, ivory cups and multiple brightly coloured jewels.
Do you
want to go for that pluralisation of candelabra?
Hey, what can I say? It's candelabrums in here.
Yes,
candelabra, I believe, is the plural of candelabra.
Yes, yeah. Like sheep and sheep.
Candelabra
and candelabra.
Penis, I believe.
Penis.
But normally most people don't encounter them in multiples very often.
Been on the internet lately.
Look at all the...
I
was suggesting that candelabrums might not be the correct pluralisation.
In the review process,
I suspect, even in American English, that may be the incorrect pluralisation.
But wouldn't that mean that the a single one would be a candelabrum?
Yes.
Which I don't think exists as a word.
Unless it's a segment of a candelabra.
Anyway. There's a huge fuck-off pile of money.
Yeah.
Fine, all mine.
But we're talking epistemological.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be like copper and crap.
Copper
right,
and
shiny
crap.
Things.
I realise we've now got a bag of holding.
I have a contract. It says I'm allowed all the shiny things.
It's a type 3 bag of holding as well. It's not bad, is it?
Yes. Fill it with small change.
All right, cast detect magic.
Yes, the whole pile is magical.
No, that means it's probably a trap of magicness.
Yeah, and I look at him as well. Wilwyn,
are you magical?
Specifically, are you wearing anything like braces or magical clothes?
You've seen anything magical I've got. I've got the iron stone which is floating around me, the amulet, and my camera's magical. That's it.
Okay. As I wander over to the treasure pile, I say a quick prayer to Mistra and touch him.
Okay.
Touch him up.
The,
I need an adult!
I always suspected elves.
The one thing you may wish to be aware of from the pile, casting detect magic, is that the whole pile is magical with... illusion magic.
Yeah,
we thought it was very good.
It's not another bloody mimic, is it?
I'm a magician. I know these things.
Poke one of the coins and disbelieve the illusion.
That past floor is also illusionary.
Ooh. Which part?
The one you were standing on. The one
under your most floor.
Whoops.
Oh, okay. I don't go over the bow.
I disbelieve all this illusion from the doorway.
But you did suspect from the beginning, so you were kind of wary from the start.
I think I might go in unless somebody says something. Do I see it glowing?
No.
It's only magical.
I'm going to go and have the shiny things.
Actually, if you look
they're
at
not
magic,
actually shiny things.
Is it only the magician who's cast it that sees it as magical? Yep. Not other magic users as well.
It's basically shiny things.
Well, you can try if you like, but I won't be responsible for what happens to you.
He's no bastion of Torm, is he?
No, he's not! I was expecting to be told there was no floor.
He's a darker, more indulgent self.
But the shiny things!
I bend down, poke the floor, and see about disbelieving the illusion.
And I've got a temple pole. You normally have one.
Temple pole doesn't go through it, or you wouldn't perceive it.
Would you not? Oh, those dog spells.
17.
You think it's a floor? Your hand tits a hard floor.
Tits
the hard floor.
How odd. Wouldn't trust this floor if I were you.
Why?
Bad feeling?
Yeah, not quite sure, but I don't think it's really there.
Huge weight of gold coins on it.
But the coin
break.
Is just there.
Make me a will serve.
Will serve. To avoid going to the shiny things.
I don't have a very lot of willpower.
Oh, dear!
I got a 10.
Right, yeah, no, looks real enough. Anyone else like to have a go at a will serve?
Not really.
Well, there,
he's just said he doesn't think the floor is real, so that will give you a reason.
Oh, right, okay.
29.
Gee whiz. And will, just the 27.
Right. For you two, the treasure pile and the floor disappear. There is a huge pit in the middle of the room.
Hole! Big hole!
You're right, it's a great big pit.
It's a large pit!
Shiny things.
They're not real. It's a great big hole.
Why would you say that to me?
There might be some treasure at the bottom.
What, can we see in the bottom?
Yeah, unless something actually physically stops me, I'm probably going to go in.
There are many bodies of what look like gnolls and goblins lying dead at your end of the pit.
There seem to be
dead
many
things
bodies
in the pit.
You're all picking on me because you want the
stuff. Is it a spiky depth?
No, it's just a pit.
How far down?
About 100 feet.
I could fly down.
Go on,
quite a deep pit.
Then I have to fly back
the
up.
Shiny thing. Steve, you're hoovering up. Damn you, and dropping all your pizza on my floor. Although I think most of it fell in the box.
Thank you, Pizza Hut.
Lovely pizzas. No, you can't thank them.
We're thanking Pizza Hut because
should
in England, Pizza Hut are the only pizza place worth eating at.
This is a good point.
Thanking the people on the site who paid for the pizza.
Yes,
we should. Thank you, people who paid for our pizza.
Thank you to everyone. I can't remember now. Ogma, he's one that donated. He came up as anonymous.
Well, it's not this month. It's people that have donated
fair,
in general.
Fair, like, Ian. And there's one more, I can't remember who it is. Oh, yes, I can. It's Igua Inc., or whatever he's called. The guy with the grinny face.
Ah,
on the
yes.
Igua.
Yeah, he's double...
I wish people would have nice pronounceable names like Frank and Ted. Thanks, Frank, we could say. Not, thank you, Squiggle, /XXLeech.
No, you are completely free to have whatever names you choose.
Yes.
But thank you very much, because a small portion of what you have provided a Patreon site for has gone towards...
2 months.
has gone towards some pizzas.
Thank you.
To keep us going and playing.
They do need feeding.
This is why we're going to have a quality session. Say thank you.
Right. No, I apologise. Yeah.
Dungeon on.
We're on the pit.
Yes, there's a hole.
Ooh, you can detect magic still. Oh, you can't see the pit, can you?
Can see the
well,
magic.
He detects the, you can detect the illusion.
But
you
can't.
I know there's a pit. My character doesn't.
This
and
is where.
A big pile.
They're saying there's a pit, though.
Play, but how do they roleplay that? Cause
depends.
Do
you trust
go for
them?
It.
No.
What is there not to trust about Banathar?
And you'll basically have to hope we manage to stop you.
They say there's a pit.
Bear in mind.
He says there's probably not real. You're not an idiot.
Bastion's not here and Groot's not here.
That's true.
You want to join them in the afterlife.
No, but all of the people I trust have gone.
Oh, that's hurtful.
You and my character fell out lots. And you were going to kill my
But
rat.
I've never killed you.
No,
well,
Bastion killed the rat.
Yes,
Bastion stumped the rat into a little pile of fiendish goo.
Let's not do that party counting thing about who's killed who. Let's just watch that.
I killed nobody.
So.
Nobody.
Okay. Oh, because we're going to take magic on stuff down.
Let's go another way. How wide is this pit?
Oh, it could be that the pit is the
pretty much the whole room.
How many exits in the room? It is real. Ooh.
There's nothing worth anything here. We should leave.
But it's not real.
It's not real. There's a great big hole in the... Look. Hang on.
If you come back and steal the money when I was...
Got some rope.
Yeah.
We'll tie a rope around the middle of you. And you can run out, and when you fall, you won't go splat all the way down.
Okay.
Just most of the way.
Okay, I'll do that.
You did say all the way down.
You
won't go
all the way down. All right, you tie a rope around the halfling.
I don't think this is a good idea.
So she won't fall more than about 15 feet.
Okay.
Well, hang on. If she walks steadily but slowly, she'll just go over the edge a bit.
Mm. Yeah, but when you've got a big pile of money, it's much more fun to go running.
You are one mean elf.
What? Children's TV. Was it? Ducks.
It was.
The uncle and the little three ones and he used to...
Uncle Scrooge.
Yeah. Disney's DuckTales, yeah. Used to go swimming in the big money bin. Yeah.
I advise against this. It's a bloody big pit. Well, okay. Not that big.
You hold onto the rope. You jump. You pass straight through the floor. You look up. You see the floor above you. Make me a will save.
You're fairly confident it's an illusion now.
25.
Floor disappears. The treasure disappears. There's a big pit. You're dangling in it.
If you look down, there's lots of manky orcs and goblins
and
gnolls.
Okay, ready to come out now.
There may be some good stuff down there.
I'll search.
That doesn't look like much good stuff down there.
What does Tharys see? Yes. Tharys see?
Yes, that's what's
making me another will save.
Do
on
I
the
see
halfling.
Go through
you
the
You do. You see the halfling pass through.
Therefore.
Because otherwise, technically, Shubrish used to see her walking straight ahead. But no, you don't.
29.
You see her passing straight through the floor.
Your detect magic's still on.
Let me out now.
I'm not strong enough.
In fact, I won't be able to do that because I don't have the range.
You don't have the range?
60 feet.
Oh, God. What? Is that just for you, or is that for
magic in general?
Oh. Anyways, I'd drag the halfling out.
Let me out!
Yep. It's pit trap. Congratulations.
What? A trap in this dungeon? Never!
Yes, there is a...
Who put it there? Was it one of
what?
You?
What? That's a very good question.
Who the hell put all of this? Traps here? Yeah.
Why?
Bad men.
Why?
Well, I know who put this trap here.
Yeah, but it's like... Well, you build this place, and then, I mean, do you get a job deal, traps or something? It's like, oh yeah, we've got a trap here.
Have a guess who put this trap here.
The Black Dragon?
That might be. Why would he do that?
To protect his own treasure?
Surprise, surprise.
Didn't do him much good.
Yeah, but think of all that food that's gone to waste.
Yeah.
He might just come in here and eat it.
It's not moving anywhere.
It's not going anywhere.
Dial into my interdimensional pizza or something?
So... Where now?
No, because it would never get here.
No, it's quite good.
No, it would arrive.
You get to eat the pizza boy as well, because he can't escape. Just very difficult to get them to do any repeat business.
Where now? No, you just found a different franchise. Well,
that seems to be the direction where
there's a door.
I don't like it in this stupid dungeon.
There's a door.
Oh, yeah.
Could be the west. Cue halfling.
It's not trapped, honest governor.
You don't think it's trapped?
There isn't a door.
Yes, you're not sure it's a door.
There is no door. Yes. Yeah. You don't think it's
trapped? That's right, we'll go in through the open doorway.
Is it locked?
No.
I open the door.
You open the door.
Really?
This wide hall is vacant, except for massive wooden shelves dominating the entire northern wall.
Not real, there's a big pile of treasure in here.
The shelves are filled with vials, leather-bound books, yellowed scrolls, clay pots, and silvery urns.
Yes.
I disbelieve the illusion, it's clearly another trap. There's something that might be interesting.
Make me a will serve.
17.
Looks like a bookcase filled with things.
19. Yeah.
Only the 16th.
Looks like a book.
We're now going to disbelieve everything we see from now on.
I disbelieve the dungeon!
The next three rooms, anyway.
Yeah. So you get bored disbelieving things that aren't.
If I click my heel three times.
Yes.
I put one foot in the door.
Okay.
Someone slammed
it shut. It's a four.
And I'm just edging little by little.
It's a four.
Okay, I go for the vials.
Right.
Mine.
Is this magic blueberry juice?
Yes.
Oh no, this is the trap effect.
Just what is it, contact poison?
Oh.
Bugger in hell, ass wank.
That doesn't look like a good number.
Is that a special cantrip for
that looks like a very good number.
Roll again.
Oh, double! That's 400 to 1. I'm nearly 8,000 to 1.
Am I dead, Hal?
That's three quite high numbers in a row.
That could have been.
You cannot kill your injured wife.
That could have been almost 8,000 to 1 on that set.
How many hit points do you have?
Forgive me
now,
or after
you
killed me.
Just now.
52.
You're
alright.
You take 46 points of damage from the two tentacles that shoot out of the bookcase and smack you.
Oh, I bloody hate them.
Balazar goes into bullet time.
What is it, 46 did you say?
Yes.
And how far across the room is it?
It's on the opposite wall.
How far?
Oh, should from the door, the 30 feet.
Oh, good.
Not that far. The door comes some way into the
How room. About tentacles with some tentacles?
That mage armor's lasted, hasn't
it? It's mouths.
Yeah, mage armor got my mage armor automatically goes on in the morning.
Mouths open up.
Initiatives? Can't write it on the table anymore.
I know, I forgot to bring the thing.
Oh yeah, auto grapples. You're stuck to its tentacles.
There's a big pile of Steve of notepads under there if you want to use one for.
Initiative of 20. Big pile of Steve notepads.
A big pile of like everything.
Big pile of Steve. Can we market that as a big pile of Steve?
There, on the left hand side, underneath there, there's millions of them.
This mimic is huge.
No.
What's my job again?
Kidding.
By comparison to the last one, which was a baby.
Large. If it's a mimic, does that mean that the tentacles don't exist?
No. Mimics really exist, they just look like inanimate objects to fool you over and then smack you and eat you.
You'll have to excuse that, I just brushed my head against the thing.
Oh no, that's going to be awful.
This is what Steve's hair sounds like.
Thousands of people across the planet go, on the motorbikes and the running at the time.
I suppose that's quite funny, actually.
What?
Yeah, that record is currently dangling above Steve's head.
Is it like the sword of Damocles? I mean, it's only about 14 inches above his head, actually. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
Funny, I love that little tiny clip as well.
Oh, we better even switch it on.
Yeah. Yeah. Check it is on.
Whoops.
I hate it when you do that.
I know, it's pretty bad.
Yes, we're 29 minutes in, ladies and gentlemen.
And you're still here. Thank you for holding on. Right.
Yes.
GM, hold music.
You were saying, yes. I'll have initiatives, please.
20.
15 for me.
The Minique is going on initiative modifier or 16.
Because
it gets plus 4.
13.
This could be bad with a high initiative for the monster.
Yes. Right, it's Balazs.
You kill my character.
It's
either force you.
That seems a bit harsh.
Had a number of options than
I've played for almost a year with the same character.
I thought the month has been.
We started playing in September.
Yeah,
it's
9 months.
You
could
have
had a baby by now.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Hang on,
there's one. There. You can have that bear.
Here's one I made earlier.
It's a baby.
It's a baby. Oh dear. That's a baby. That's imagination.
It will be.
Go on.
What are you doing?
It's either Everard's tentacles or a whole truck of magic missiles. I'm probably not going to do Everard's tentacles because it all gets messy with all the people in there. So
you're going to magic missile me?
No, I'm going to magic missile Mimic. Luckily, I'm now turning into the dwarven machine gun of doom.
The Mimic is currently, hang on,
occupying a lot of it.
6, 8, 10, 12. The Mimic is 60 feet long.
Oh, I'm so not going in that room.
Can we let people listen to what Bagpuss sounds
like?
Go on. He's a bit quiet. Bagpuss.
Just squeeze his head.
He's now complaining because you've just squeezed his head.
Yes. Yeah. So, yes, you were saying.
Okay. Magic missile coming online. Because they won't let me fireball into the
Mr.
Why?
What?
It's huge.
The Mimic is 60 feet.
You could drop a fireball on the Mimic and fireball
the halfling. If you fireball the corner of the room,
the
halfling will be like 10 feet outside your fireball.
Where is the halfling in relation?
The halfling's probably somewhere along the one end here.
The Mimic runs the entire length of
the wall. Okay, fireball
away.
Ah, Mr. Barton.
Fireball coming online.
Do you have anything that does more damage than a fireball?
Well, not really, no.
It's useful at the moment.
No.
Me, I do loads
I've got
damage.
Things that do equivalent.
You don't get anything
nice. Well, I've got cone of cold. It might do
that
more.
That will less. Get that. Well, there's no way you can move.
Could do.
The whole thing is just a long... It's a bookcase at the moment.
Well,
the tentacles
got cone of cold.
Move and angle it.
But it doesn't do any more damage.
No, fine.
Not at this current level, anyway.
Don't know how far I get 5
out of it. Oh, its maximum's increased, isn't it?
Did you buy me some chocolate?
No, I'm afraid I didn't, baby.
I tried it.
9th level, is that?
Buy me some, or buy you some.
I bought some.
Oh, no, I want you to have
some. So another 5 on its ass.
No,
it has an ass, or part of its arm. I don't care what it is. Who can tell what it is?
Oh.
For heaven's sake.
Fireball it, dude.
Yeah, I'm gonna fireball it. I'm just checking just how many dice I get at this sort of level.
Your level.
My level, isn't it? Yeah. Six. It is my level.
What's it say? Reflex, isn't it?
Reflex is the answer.
It failed.
Right.
It rolled a 9.
9d6 damage.
You can kill it.
Do you want some more d6?
No, it's harmful. I'll go on then. That's, how many's there?
8.
Okay.
So that's 9 with your dice.
I'll give you the d8 back.
Oh,
sorry.
Are you cheating?
That was the kicker die, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's 9 d6. Sorry, not d20.
This is what you get to high levels. Listen to this. That's a lot.
That's not high level.
Well, no, it's worth. I've never had a character higher than 9. Oh, and the last one who was 9 was also a dwarf. That was in 1983.
Not bad.
5, 10, 16, 21... 27, 28, 31, 35, 39 points. Oh. Crispy, a little bite on the corner.
It partly burns and shrivels. Little mouths make screaming noises. Who's next?
Let me go!
Wow, it's actually a huge creature. Is this our first ever huge creature?
Get her out.
Let me go.
She's
let
looking
me go,
very unwell.
Go,
can you do remote healing?
Yes, but I really can't do anything about that.
That's stupid.
Can't you jump inside the bag? Oh, you're stuck, aren't you? You can't even jump inside the bag.
No. You don't want to jump inside the bag.
You can for a few minutes.
What's your grapple like?
You're a funny man, Finn. Not minus anymore.
Oh, good.
This
mimic has plus 31 to grapple.
So basically,
if you wish, yes, it has other arms and tentacles shooting out all the time.
Can we specifically?
I will let you, if you wish, to specifically try to have arms in an attempt to get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
Otherwise, it's a bit unfair. She'll still have tentacles stuck to her, but they won't be squeezing her to death.
Yeah. But I go, you might want to help me now, mister. Oh, that'll do.
Thanks, mister. Ta! Too many spells!
Yeah.
Mister makes me
more than clerics level plus two, so I get an extra. I get an extra three levels on that. So I'm casting three Scorching Rays.
Wow,
you're doing three Scorching Rays.
Right, I have a number of damage in my mind that will break these tentacles.
There's two on her, isn't there?
Yes. You can get them, if you step inside, and get them both, effectively, because they're basically stuck to her.
Yeah, but it's a target spell.
Yes. Oh, you mean it'll hit the target and that'll be it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Shoot me the first one. It's a huge creature, Dave.
It's huge. I think it's our first huge creature.
You need an 8 to hit it with a touch attack, Dave.
Oh, good. That's the second one. And that's the third one. They don't hit.
Right. Are you trying to hit them both or just one?
Well, if I can hit them both, I can hit them both.
Right. So basically you're aiming through them. If one breaks, the other one's going to get hit.
If you'll allow that, yeah.
I'll allow that.
Okay. So that's 14 on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
14 on the second one. And 15 on the third one.
Okay. Nice. Mate. Total damage being 44. Yeah, that'll do for me, considering that's almost half the hit I've got left. Scuff its tentacles. You fall to the floor with two tentacle stumps stuck to you.
Ow!
That's quite alright.
How do I get unstuck?
And then I step in the room to stand next to her.
Very good.
Roll away,
You're stuck. Who's next?
It is.
Who's near it?
Me and Phelan.
It has two attacks.
If it hits Phelan, we say bye you. Bye.
And you? Ooh. That'll hit you. 38.
Ooh.
This is.
And
Mr. really likes him.
Wow, I'm impressed. That's some nice moves there.
Points of damage.
Did I get 40 something
6? Because you guys
critical
grid.
I did 68 plus stupid lost. Plus lost damage.
Yeah. And then it's Wilwyn.
I shall charge.
Yes,
but I have seen
a brave but foolish elf.
Go on. What to do with you?
Lay it down the smack.
15
to hit.
Yeah.
Will miss.
Ooh. Plus two for charging.
That's fine, yeah. 7 doing that'll hit.
Excellent.
Charge, everyone!
It's fine, you've got the room to do it, you know. Yeah. Sorry, I trust you around your plus twos instead of your charge.
Oh, Jesus.
Damage 4. Okay, that's it. Oh, sorry, yeah, you've never seen my hit point countdown before, have you? Sorry.
No, I wasn't looking at that, I was just thinking, only 2 points.
You got it down, wouldn't
you? I was looking at that.
I only get one attack when I charge, don't I?
Yeah.
Who's next?
Fading.
How do I get these things off?
Don't know at the minute.
Can I use my arms?
They're just a big typical thing.
Why don't you subdue it with your merciful sword?
Give me the wand! Give me the wand!
They'll hamper you.
No, don't give me the wand.
I can turn it blue.
You can turn it into a lawn.
I can see it now.
What are you going to do?
I've forgotten what I can do.
How about your merciful sword?
She can't backstab
it.
Wand of acid arrow, I believe.
Okay. Junk. Let me roll.
Use magic device.
Yeah.
14.
Is that enough? Have you shot this wand before?
Yeah.
Then it is enough, I believe.
Is that including your bonus?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
He's 15, isn't he?
He's 18.
18?
Yeah. It says need 18 next to it.
It doesn't go off.
Boy. Oh, poor Dumbledore.
Then it's Balzac.
Right, I'll get another one.
Balzac.
Next. Right.
Sword of
Cone of Coat coming in.
Hopefully at the end nobody else is fighting that. Yes, okay.
Unlike my crossbow, I tend not to aim my spells directly. Or that's not true. Never mind. I'm not aiming it into direct combat.
Yes. You can make me a knowledge dungeoneering check as well.
Knowledge dungeoneering. Ooh, I really get those. Okay, knowledge dungeoneering. Balazar knows from his great knowledge of one.
Nothing.
You
know, his mimics are quite tasty. If you saute them with a little garlic.
Oh, you'll find out the hard way.
Okay. Oh god. Oh
mimics
well.
Are immune to cold.
Who knows?
No.
Immune to acid.
Yes. Which is what triggered it off and him thinking about it. That's why I gave him a chance. He can't shout it to you because he doesn't know it.
Hey, well, I don't even know. Mr. Frosty!
I don't think Thanos knows what the wand is. So.
12.
Hey, how'd you try it action.
Off before? Yeah, but 18. Not while
he's... She's not successfully used. 24. Tried to use it again. And you failed the last time you tried to use it.
27, 30,
otherwise I'd have
told her
that 32, 34, 35. Would I have healed it?
Take
that!
Fire and ice!
Take
that,
you FBC!
There we go.
I've got you in,
and
you want 10 points there.
Darius. It's me. I'm grappled, aren't I?
Yes. You can try and break if you want.
No, I'll try the concentration check.
What's that? Oh, are you a cast? Yeah, I would.
I think it's only 20.
What?
Concentration check.
I think so.
We're going to mark these off for the day. Oh, these are super things.
Not more music from Rocky Horror Show.
I can't help it, because he said Sword of Damocles, and I've got stupid songs stuck in my head now. I do have, however, a Little Shop of Horrors tape in my CD player.
Yeah, I've got the video.
Have you? Oh, I'm going to have to go around and borrow
it. Don't tell me we're going to do a Rocky Horror special, are we?
The remix. Yeah, I've seen the original, but I haven't got it.
No, I can't catch
that. One.
There's an earlier black and white one.
Oh, yeah. So you're talking about the Rick Mail one. The Little Shop.
You mean the Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Mail. Rick Moranis. Yeah, because that's who does the tape. It's quite good.
Yeah, there's an original one.
Yeah, no, it's rubbish, though.
Yeah, it did look kind of crap.
It
actually.
Is rubbish.
Yeah.
I did that play when I was at school. I like it.
Hey, we even do movie reviews. What more can you want?
They did it recently at the university, didn't they?
Yeah.
Well, the only thing I can do is try and break an apple, but I don't think I can.
But it was a scratch show. 24-hour preparation one, and I don't get involved in them.
Because you've got... No, you've got just 31, haven't you?
41!
Yeah. I can't even make his grapple check.
It's going to auto-crush you this room, then.
Auto-crush!
Auto-crush!
Monster truck!
Auto-crushes for 4d8 plus 16.
Oh,
better get in there and help him out. Is it it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it's, oh, it has to make a 16. Successful grapple check.
It can't fail.
No. You fluff it on a 1.
I'm not sure.
I'll roll just in case. It's got a 1. Better check.
If it's an innate creature ability.
It's not, it's grappling. It's like you grappling. You could grapple. You could fail to grapple. I don't know whether it fails to. That's the thing, it classes as an attack, it can fluff it.
You had a 20-1 chance of not to roll that.
Well, it means that he doesn't take 2d8 plus 8.
It's just the fact that you happen to roll it now, he's going to look at it.
Well, we need to know.
Yeah.
It's all a learning experience. Learn to play D&D after listening to 3 days of audio.
There's a lot of potential for that, you know. Well, you could use it as like how to play D&D. Like, here's the basics, right? Oh, look. Yeah. You know, coup de grace. What does this mean? It means blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, you can sit and talk about it.
Yeah.
But you
can't be asked reading the rules. Yeah.
Apparently, if you roll a 1, its tentacles fall off.
Alright, yeah. Ooh. Shit, it's got no tentacles. It grows some more. This time they're spiky with mouths on.
They're all flaccid.
No, they're not. Yes.
I need a toilet.
Oh, no, you don't. That means you can walk all the way.
Well, it says it's a melee attack roll, so it's failed.
So it's fluffed it. Yep. I'll roll the second one. Hoping for 1. It's 4. Ooh. It hits you. But it's only going to do... 21 points of damage. No. Do I lie? No, I don't lie. It's 21 points of damage. God, this thing can lay down the smack.
It can. It's huge.
Not looking particularly well.
No.
Of course, it's only a challenge rating 2 or something ridiculous.
7. Oh, well,
oh, just the set.
It doesn't move and stuff, does it? So you can run off. It's got a movement that's really slow. So he moves at 10 foot. It's a mimic. And it's a vastly huge mimic.
Time for me to lay the smack down.
Yeah. Good idea.
Where's Garoot? What do I need? We need Garoot.
16.
He'd have killed it already.
Two hits.
Okay. Marge. Lots of damage.
22.
That's pretty good.
Hey, it's looking a bit sickly. It's starting to quiver.
I am good.
Quiver.
And then it's failing.
Go on, failing. What are you doing?
Shoot it with a bow.
How close are you to me then? You came and stood next to me
with
a grapple.
You're pretty close to it.
Yeah, I'll lift it with my sword then.
Good plan, Batman.
Oh god, I've
what, you've given up on the acid?
Roll 20 and add your attacky roll.
No, I meant I've got two numbers and I've got two attacks.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you've got two attacks now.
Yeah.
Roll and add the first number.
What's 8 and 13?
That's fine. Roll and add the second number.
18 plus 8.
That's good enough too.
Two hits.
Two hits, so you do twice the damage. So that'll be
2d4 plus 2. Or do I have to do it separately?
Are you mercifulizing it?
No. 2d4 plus 4, surely.
2d4, yeah, plus 4.
Yeah. Big number.
That's 1.
On
top of the 1.
That's a 3.
So, 8. Kastab!
He can't really backstab him, can he?
No,
because
his back's against the wall. Yeah. And apart from that, it doesn't have a back. A discernible anatomy, no, because it's a bookcase.
Well, all of this is a back, depending on your point of view.
Because it's a bookcase.
Yeah. Balazar.
Balazar, layeth down the magic missile.
Do the damage.
Just like...
You fail to kill it on these magic missiles.
Do you want the minimum?
The minimum is... 5d4 plus 5.
Yeah, 5d4 plus 5.
It's a minimum of 10.
Surprisingly, it dies. It explodes in a big pile of mimic.
Another kill for the dwarf.
Yes. Covering you in green geeky yak.
Lovely.
I rock.
And lungs and bits of tentacle. That's tentacles drop off those what are tentacled.
Yay. Didn't like that very
no
much.
No need to thank me.
Neither did I.
Just write me in your book.
It didn't seem that difficult to me.
quite a nice use of your spells, Balazar.
Thank you.
Next change.
He's not as nice as Bastion, is he? Although he looks remarkably like
him. I'm saying nothing. All I'm saying is I'm no longer blind.
Bastion was bought and went round in a purple loincloth. This guy's got a huge shiny suit of armour. I see no resemblance at all.
Maybe it's his inner resemblance.
However, Bastion seems to be really, really nice, whereas this guy's a bit of a git. No, really.
However, we have noticed that sometimes Wilburin does channel Garoot every so often. Some kind of...
Kill!
Somehow I feel his spirit is always near.
Psychotic elven barbarian. That's what he's like. Running around in the finest clothes, hacking the crap out of stuff.
30 points back from here. Yeah.
Garoot wanted to be a barbarian, but his mum wouldn't let him.
An honest grub as a fighter.
Yeah.
I miss Garoot.
Yeah, funny. Are you doing some healing?
Yes.
Healing. None of that. Dave starts doing that, the day of the party leave him. What do you mean you've got to use that rod?
It's a rod of wonder.
Oh, yes.
Rod of might.
I think we're back again.
I really must do a review of the Book of a Rocket.
Have you got
fantasy.
It? No. The old copy. There's two copies in the a local game store at the moment.
Ditch them in second hand and buy me it.
Well, yeah, I've never seen one second hand.
it must be
and if you're able second hand, I'm not sure you'd want to purchase it.
you can't open some of the pages.
That's just rude.
Orc porn is wrong. Anyway.
I didn't see any selling orcs, I saw mint. Honestly, I bet you if I go in next time.
Third side.
Isn't that old kind of arcade game?
What, Minge?
Return to Minge's Lair, or whatever it's called. Singe's Lair, whatever it's called.
I open the book, and I bet I'll probably be able to do it again, onto the full frontal naked woman.
She was an elf.
Well, actually, statistically, you're most likely to get
her. She
had pointy ears, so it wasn't the ears you were looking at there.
I always thought, you know, elves would probably be Hollywood down below.
Have you thought about that much?
Well, no, you think about it.
It was hairy.
Well,
said it was...
Was it Brazilian? Was it meat?
Was
it cut into an acorn shape?
I didn't even
did know. Did it have a merkin?
I didn't even notice if she had a head.
A trained weasel merkin.
Hey, I've got the trained weasel merkin.
It's a trained weasel curled up in a crotch. With special weasel
That's
wound.
My territory. You know what I've done there, Kodo?
Oh, yeah. His eye, it's a chastity weasel. You're talking to him.
I know him, voice
box. You don't have a match.
Chastity weasel.
Chastity weasel.
Right. He keeps me clean, that's all I need to say.
Yes. Right. Shall we carry on now? We're covered in ick and...
I don't like these things that pretend to be other things, or these other things that pretend that they're floors, or no, they're piles of gold. It's not right, I tells you.
Is there any exit out of this room?
Yes, we came in.
Okay. Let's search the room!
Yeah.
Feel free to search through the ick.
Oh, there's bound to be something. I usually detect magic. Let's see if there's anything inside, or on top, or around the sides of the big thing.
One.
You don't find anything in the room other than ick and bits of mimic. There's nothing magical in the room.
All right, just there goes that same magic.
That was a dreadful waste of spell.
Yeah, well, you know. Where now?
Somewhere else.
Something that big.
Back to the crossroads and out.
That was our huge. Yeah. That was our first huge monster.
You've been here, round here. You've also been here, up here, through this secret door, and back up to here.
We're lost, aren't we?
Let's go up.
You've been the whole way around. You've been through this door as well. The only, basically, you've done this whole corner.
Done the whole northeast.
That's Does it. That mean we have to leave the area?
Like east. I mean, God, which one are we going?
Pretty much all of this map, except for
the interesting bits.
South, northeast.
Which one? Dragon.
North-west,
is that not interesting enough for you?
We haven't done the northwest. I don't know what's in the northwest.
That was quite good.
Newcastle.
Just have to get north.
Newcastle is not in the northwest.
Workington.
Yeah, let's all go there.
Newcastle's in the south.
That's Newcastle on the line.
Ah, from Berwick.
So, where are you heading?
That's Newcastle upon Tyne, south.
North,
our
out,
south.
Away.
Heading north.
Brave new world.
Yeah, let's
brave
bravely
new world.
Head into that new area. Right?
Let's boldly go.
I believe it's map G.
Where no dwarf has gone before.
It is.
It's map G, pages 332 onwards.
Ooh, is there anything like a door? Or is it just.
There is a door. There's a big chuffing door.
Does it look like any other big chuffing
door? Don't read
before?
The title on the book.
Look away, look away. Stop looking transfixed, therefore.
Reach
away.
it's the other bit of the title.
That's alright, I can't read upside down.
God help them all.
Well, it says hell on earth.
Does it?
You mean the bit you told us not to read?
Yeah, don't read that.
What does it say?
The children.
G. Here's area G.
Oh, that's a lovely bright colour on that map.
I think the printers had a mistake on that map. They seem to have let a lot of red run over it.
Yeah.
What? Whoops. This map.
Oh my lord.
I think we should go straight for that middle bit.
It's the frickin' city of brass, isn't it?
Well, I see where you are. You're down there.
Okay.
We've gone to the centre of the earth.
Fucking hell, you're welcome.
Oh, we have. And amazingly, we've done it without going down any steps whatsoever.
Yes. Stop complaining about the stairs.
Well, it's true! I'm a dwarf and even I think it's wrong!
Yeah, dwarves don't like stairs. Their legs are too short.
God, it's just not
Look,
right.
Just because we had to climb up a frickin' mountain to get in and we've clearly travelled more than the length, more than the width of the mountain,
wizards.
Doesn't mean there shouldn't be
Wizards
any.
Did it.
Yeah. Damn wizards. I think we should beat up any wizards we come across. Just teach them a lesson.
That's all right. I'm
Quite
a magic user.
We... Across a wizard.
I'm not a wizard. I'm a magic user.
Oh my gosh, that's the rudest thing anybody's ever said, except for him.
Wizard Bukake.
What are you doing? I'm coming across the wizard.
Apparently, there's a popular disc in Japan called Bukake Drop, which is soup.
What's in it?
I don't want
to because the word bukkake means splash.
Ah.
So bukkake drop means splash drop.
No, it's something like that. It's a type of soup. You know, personally, if I saw that in the menu, it wouldn't be amongst my first choices.
Yeah, I might have to try it just because I want to.
You might just have to try bukkake.
All right, lads. Batter up. Is that for these special patrons only side? Thank you for your patronage. It's worth the $5 Yankee. Get to see that.
I need to leave. I can't.
Oh, that's wrong. You must be over 18. You're probably 21 to listen to this.
Well, to be honest, if they're not over 18, they're ignoring the explicit markers.
Unless they're not listening to it through Apple's iTunes, in which case we're so hosed.
Well, even then, they're going to just download it anyway.
Well, yeah.
Are you 18?
Yes.
I see the subscription thing working now on Apple.
Hooray! Yeah. Hooray, hooray,
you know what it means? Some say subscription only now.
Really? Some are subscription only,
yes.
Right. More pizza for the...
You come to an enormous door.
Does it look like any of the other doors we have seen previously?
Is it trapped?
No, it's one of those enormous doors that go into other areas.
So we have seen their like before.
Is it
we know
indeed.
It's, this is going into a new area of this great
dungeon.
Do I have
any keys that I should be using on it? No, I don't do it.
No.
How about knock? Should I try knock?
Well, is it locked?
Yes.
Oh, good point.
Definitely the way.
Halfling!
Yay, is this door locked?
Yes. Well, no, not really. It's just huge.
It's not locked, but I don't think I can open it. I'm too little.
How many of us can push it once? Everyone who can push simultaneously pushes simultaneously.
You all push.
Mm-hmm. It's strangely, it's
pulled
not
off, bastard.
The rest of them have been locked, haven't they? This one is not locked.
The area doors haven't been locked.
Oh, they haven't.
They've been
yes,
all,
they have.
A couple were barricaded in the area where the Goblin King was. The ones that led out of his area were barricaded closed.
Not the doors to the northern area were locked as well.
Yeah, yes, they were locked.
Yeah, we had locked doors.
So some of them have been locked, some of them,
some
haven't.
Of them haven't.
We've right, been yes. railroaded.
Damn!
Actually, yes, yes, you haven't. Some are locked and some are not. Like the ones that are out of area, north out of area B, I believe, you couldn't go through because they had big fucking locks on them.
Hmm.
However, you can get into here, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to go anywhere.
Great. Okay, so this one goes...
Have it open the door?
Yes. Three cone-like figures mightily push.
A corridor leads ahead of you.
Hey, I'm pushing, I'm just not very good.
Alright, you're in a mini cone-like figure.
A corridor heads north. As soon as you open the door, you realise it's much warmer in this area than it is in the previous one.
Really? Like, heat? Is there a glow?
No, there's a little glow, maybe, a little bit from farther ahead.
There's a fire.
Well, can the dwarf pick it up and the elf pick it up? Because we have sight and...
You have dark vision, it's not insight anymore.
Oh, damn.
It used to be infravision, but it isn't anymore. You just
no, we had infravision and dark. We had both.
You actually see in black and white in the dark.
No, we used to get both.
You used to get infravision before, which was heat sight, but now you see in black and white in the dark.
Low light vision and dark vision.
Yes, the corridor extends ahead of you some 60 feet and comes to a crossroads.
Can we hear anything?
You can hear all kinds of disconcerting noises. The rattles of chains, low growling.
Chanting of psychotic fire giants.
Well, general. there's a sort of a thick bubbling noise not very far ahead.
Growling? Because the rest of the dungeon has been pretty sodding quiet.
Yes.
Is the ground hot?
It's warmer. It's warm here.
With the ground hot.
I think we've found the central heating system, lads.
Not really.
These dungeons have to be heated somehow.
If there's lava, the ground would be hot.
Yeah, it would. But it's magic. The magic made lava.
Why can't you let the ground be hot?
Okay, the ground's hot.
Well, no, it could... I mean, actually, it depends how much... I don't know, actually.
It would be quite... If it's,
the
if
air
it's
would
loud
be
enough
hot.
So we could hear it. The ground must be.
It depends
warm.
How conductive the rock is.
Yeah, all we need to do is contact AEG and ask them to supply the specific heat capacity
of the rock
the dungeon's been carved out.
All I wanted to know was whether the ground was warm, because then we could have deduced it was lava before we went and fell in.
It's hot and we can hear a bubble noise. It could be a large cauldron. I mean, a really big cauldron.
Fill it with a fenny snake in the cauldron, boil and bake.
So, we can hear
noises.
Noises and
noises.
Groans
there are
and
some
gurgling.
Very disconcerting noises coming from it.
Can I identify them with my dungeoneering skill?
Whatever they are, they sound large.
Fire
they're coming from pretty much dozens of three directions from these crossroads.
Everywhere apart from behind us.
And I've just used up my major spells.
That's alright, I'll smack until they die.
Telling Groot once more.
Lenny.
You've seen
Groot.
I'll just run away faster than the rest of you.
How far is dark
vision?
60 feet.
Fair enough. Those of you with dark vision and the light sources see dark shapes moving in some of the rooms. They are very large.
In the rooms?
There's rooms. Three rooms at the end of each of the corridors.
Are they? Can they open doors?
No one. They even never come back here again.
They're open to this corridor.
Open.
There are no doors. Bugger.
Perhaps our sneaky sneaky scout should sneak ahead and scout.
Sneaky sneaky scout.
I think the sneaky sneaky scout is going to go back behind the sneaky sneaky door.
Oh, fine. I'll sneaky sneaky scout.
He's
cast invisibility and walk.
I don't have invisibility.
Who would like greater invisibility? Oh, I think I would. Who would use it most? Greater invisibility.
Standard.
What about the elf? The
halfling would use greater invisibility to the greatest use, I believe.
I'll cast it.
Move silently, probably quite high.
I cast greater invisibility.
I have 9 and move silently.
They won't be able to see you.
You're a little bit better.
She gets a huge racial bonus.
And you'll be able to attack, and they still can't see you.
Okay.
Izzy wizzy, let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Right, you disappear.
Woo.
You enter into the realm of the undead.
Where are you running away?
the nearest place.
They're pretty much the same length. Each east, west, or north?
East.
Okay, you head east.
But I only, when I get to a door, I only peek around with literally, like, my eyes.
Okay.
I don't have any other part of my
body
invisible.
Possibly
well,
the top of my head.
Are you ready
for the
top of your head? Pop! Let's move silently around, please.
37.
30.
Oh, nice.
An average for a...
Right. You sneak down the corridor.
Are you eating cheesy poofs?
Yeah, cheesy poofs. Yeah, I like cheesy poofs.
And look into the room. Stop that now.
Mom! Kitty's being a dildo! I know, when Kitty you're going to sleep with Mommy tonight.
Stop now. Okay, you sneak down the corridor and get to the edge of the room. This wide hall is cast in darkness. A door can be seen in the middle of the eastern wall and a large throne is placed in front of it. The massive throne is fashioned with a multitude of bones and skulls which are glued to one another.
Oh,
a vulture-like creature with powerful feathery wings and dark blue skin stand on either side of the throne. Upon the dreadful throne is an enormous creature.
See, I always worry when Steve pulls that face.
How big is enormous in the range of large, huge,
about the size of, it's about the size of the mimic.
Oh,
is an enormous creature. The demon's 4 arms end in powerful-looking weapons, 2 large clawed hands and 2 powerful pincers. Great horns top its canine head and sharp fangs protrude from its long muzzle.
Is that the bird thing or is that something separate?
This is a separate thing.
Yeah.
The fiend's eyes are cold, dark and calculating.
So, okay. I think I'm zoned out in the middle of that. There's 2
birds. There are 2 bird-like guards.
And a demon.
Where are they? I mean, devils or demons?
They're in demons.
Are they demons?
Oh, they call them demons again. Yeah.
There's a distinction in between devils and demons.
Yeah, devils are lawful demons, they have to.
But demons are in Tanyeri and Second Ed.
Yeah, what's demon?
D.
I'm in D, I'm at devil. And before devil was...
Yeah. Alphabet.
Right then. You've got...
No, okay. They're Americans. They don't do that, do they?
Barbarians, succubus, Nephrim and whatnot.
Well, they did invent the game.
They're clearly frocks.
The things in... In fact, that's them all.
What?
There's the one picture with both of them on. You see 2 of the little ones in front and the big thing behind.
The little ones. And how big are the little ones?
The little ones are large.
The little ones are large?
The little ones are fat.
9 and 10
tall and a short.
That's what you see. 2 of the bird-like ones and 1 of the big, monstery ones.
I would scuttle away.
Oh, brave Phelan.
If you can avoid your screams of terror before you get away from them, probably the best.
I'll scuttle back through the group as silently and as quickly as I can.
Okay.
This way.
Oh, my fucking God.
There's 2 more doors.
No, I'll just tell them about this.
Well, you might as well check them out. Because.
But don't I have to. Are they not down different wings?
Yeah.
So I have to come back.
Yeah, you've got to come back in the centre.
2 big bird monsters. Who are.
Roll them.
this big, and then
you can't see your hands.
Oh, yeah.
You're invisible.
No idea. Yeah. Couldn't tell you.
And then, what you're rolling on?
Planes.
And then a big man with
four
arms.
That'll do for me. It's a glabrazoo.
Oh my god.
Is that bad?
Oh yes.
It's a glab. The big one is a glabrazoo.
Come on, let's have a go. Think of the XP.
Yeah.
What's that?
Oh, you'd run away screaming in fear.
Yes, we could do.
We're not
going that way.
Yeah.
You'd have trouble hitting it to armor class, let alone anything else.
Yes.
Sorry, just passing through. Visiting.
Going north.
No.
We'd probably have a vrock.
Vrocks? Possibly, but not two of them.
Okay, you head north. You get to...
It flies out.
Another room.
Yeah.
A stench emanates from this large hall, which is cast in shadow. A closer look reveals a large pile of crushed bones and rubble in the northeast corner of the room. Upon this debris is a large creature bearing horrible features. The wide, toad-like face of the fiend holds a pair of yellow, bulbous eyes. Its half-open mouth reveals rows of blunt teeth, and its forelegs are a pair of well-muscled arms, shaped as a humanoid creature, but with unnatural skin of blackened bronze coloration.
Ain't gone that way neither.
Nope.
Do you like a picture of that one?
What's that, death, sladdy?
Depends
what colour it is.
No sladdies.
Yeah.
Certainly sounds like it.
Green salad?
With another type of devil in team.
Fruit salad?
Yeah, fruit salad. Green salad. Where are we? Where are we? Here we are.
No, you get green salad.
I don't know whether I have a picture of one of those. Oh yes, I have. It's this thing at the back.
Okay.
It as well is large.
Okay.
She comes back, I assume.
Big froggy toad man.
He gets it.
It's a Hezru. Oh,
okay.
What are these things?
Can we have that?
Possibly.
Think now, good pharaoh type.
Would you like to check the third corridor?
Yeah.
Go on, let's see what it absurdly powered creature that we have no hope against is in down.
It's
this
a fluffy
corridor.
Bunny.
I already know.
The sharp bunty teeth.
You manky Scots gear. I sold my armour.
This large hall is dominated by thick webbing that takes up most of the northern half of the room. The web is grey and runs from floor to ceiling.
It's Spider-Man.
Blocking a good portion of the chamber. There is no other feature of interest in this dark hall. Aside from the door in the middle of the western wall.
And Loth, just hanging around.
It's not Loth, it's... Can that be...
Beverly?
Yeah, probably.
Is that the most spider-like ones I can think of?
Length spiders.
Poisonous.
What are you doing?
Go back.
Okay.
That would be a good spell ingredient for you. Beverly's venom.
Big spider-like. Big. I don't want to go
that's right, spider-web burn. I'll go that way.
Yeah.
I don't know, is anything
it's
else
the
in there?
The scariest one.
Could we
monster.
Hear
anything
put in there?
Maybe a listen check.
Let's just stand 23. In the middle. Shout.
You could hear two female voices from beyond the door.
I could hear two female voices from beyond the door. Maybe they were prisoners.
Possibly.
Yeah. Maybe we need to rescue
strange.
Them.
Mm, perhaps the noise of any combat we make will draw the others in, which wouldn't be good.
Are they friendly with each other?
Friendly voices.
Those types of creature. Aren't there some sort of war between some sort of unearthly creatures? I seem to remember
so each
told
of them
about in the temple.
They agree not to walk the 12 yards to each other's rooms.
As far as I'm aware, it's generally between the celestial ones and the infernal ones.
I could have sworn some of the infernal ones didn't like the other infernal ones.
That must be true.
Can't remember.
Infernal
it's been a while.
Bad.
No, I don't
it's not like
that
a brotherhood of evil mutants, you know.
But. Well, we could try and see if we can rescue them.
Yes. It's clearly our duty to rescue the people who may or may not be prisoners.
Maybe it's
an may or may not be ultra evil.
Maybe there's a giant spider family and they're pretending that there's people. I don't think we should go anywhere.
Possibly
we haven't got any options.
We'll see. Well, we could go through there. Perhaps there's a way round the others.
Not all spider people are bad.
I prefer not to face the others.
Are we all going to die?
Well, one day.
You know. Oh, set off going that way then.
Okay. We're prepared for death.
Am I still invisible?
Yes. you get to a large hole. Webbing.
Yes, before I get there.
Yes.
How long is the corridor?
80 feet.
Right.
Before they get there, I'm casting invisibility on myself because I'm just really.
Oh my god.
It's just like two people walking.
What potions we got that we can recklessly spend?
Yeah, we just have loads.
Cast divine power on myself.
What about all that decent stuff?
You know, if you drink too many potions, you explode.
Oh, is that miscibility list, actually? That's pretty nasty.
Where have they changed that again?
They've changed it.
Oh.
You fully mix them in your gut.
What?
Yeah,
let's see. I've got three clear vials and I don't know what they are.
Did we determine they were holy water?
Oh, maybe.
Ooh, actually.
I've got a white one, which is blessed.
I actually do have invisibility spear, only I haven't alerted today.
That's no good then, is it?
But if we could head back out, I could lure it tomorrow, we could all just sneak as a group.
We're here now. Look, and they might be in trouble. You might be dead tomorrow.
Yes, they might be.
The voices might be in trouble, or they could be giant vampire sorceresses.
But never mind, I'm not going to discuss this now. We need to go and help them.
It's almost like Bastion.
It's
just a bit ruder. Just a bit ruder. I'm wearing more armour.
Harry, is there anything nice to eat downstairs?
Not a single thing, my love.
I can't remember what's downstairs.
It's all ugly and horrible.
I've been downstairs in
eat Pringles days. And chocolate.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you. Chocolate-coated Pringles.
Yeah, you could line your mouth in chocolate and then stick a Pringle in and crunch it all.
a smoking bacon.
Oh, no.
That'll go well.
Hal hasn't let his wife out of the attic in 2 days.
Mm. Well,
I need to get a rocking chair.
What's wrong with this one?
Oh, yeah, that kind of rocks.
Exactly. Hello, mother.
Squeal, pig!
I never thought that sounded much like a pig, but there you go.
Well,
I suppose when you're being asked,
we all cover the next 5 minutes.
Here's my pig impression.
Well, you've got to bear in mind the boy does look more like a sow than a boar.
It's true, yeah. Yeah, it's true. Boy.
Boy.
Right, yes.
Now
we've insulted the French in our previous session, and now we've insulted all the Southern Americans. So
that's alright, because none of them can operate computers and thus will never hear this.
They're
too busy sleeping with their sisters.
That's just wrong.
Their mother and their aunt and their second cousin.
Or first cousin.
Brother.
We're not referring to anybody who listens to this.
That's the thing in America, it's pretty much illegal to marry your cousin, whereas you can actually do it here.
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah. People don't.
Welcome to the north of England. Yeah.
Mm. It's like, I've never quite understood why there had to be a law saying you couldn't marry your brother or sister.
Well, they have to put a line.
Surely you just wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you're a member of the royal family.
And then they arrange it.
Yeah. Very freaky.
But hey, we went down the corridor.
Or if you're the Egyptian royal family and go back far enough, you can marry
with
anyone
you
like.
Set fire to it.
Including your mother or your sister.
Yes. It's not the same kind of webbing as
flame magical webbing
would have created. It just doesn't take as quickly as you've seen a web spell catch a fire, mm-hmm. And this doesn't seem to burn as well. It starts to smoulder and starts to burn, but it goes out after a while.
Asbestos webbing.
We continue to encourage it to burn.
You do eventually. You burn more. You can get it going more. Eventually if you spend time doing it.
Okay. How long?
One of us does that. The rest of us keep watch.
Fine.
Okay. You set fire to the webbing.
With bows and guns and hand grenades.
What are you doing?
It was right in the dust. The lava did it. And then move on.
What you doing?
We're moving through the area of webbing we've just burned.
How much in value is a weapon of mass killing, kill, stab, stab, boom?
A lot.
Too much.
Yes. What's the best thing I can make for 2,000?
2,000
copies. In fact, probably 2,000 gold piece gem, because it's a lot lighter.
I don't think you can you can't make magical items with it either. I'm afraid.
No. Well, that's just rubbish.
You only make mundane items.
Well, it's quite handy if you're running out of arrows.
I make spider points.
Oh god, yeah, that's a lot of arrows.
2,000 gold pieces worth of arrows you can
make. I'm going to just practice me drawing, aren't I?
2,000 gold pieces worth of diamond.
I'll draw you one out.
But maybe not now.
Right, what are you doing?
Going through the weapon. Going
towards this door.
There's a door.
The door.
There's a door.
Is there anything else in the room?
No, it's webbing.
Just webs.
Well, search for me if you want.
When we burnt the way the webs.
Search.
Yeah, creatures and stuff.
Let's check.
No creatures once we've burnt away.
Search very carefully and quietly.
22.
22.
Ah!
Not so much.
James!
You find each other across the door.
You don't find anything in the room. It's the webbing of the northern wall.
Can you take my leg off?
Okay. I'll unscrew it for you.
Oh, it's a bit tough on the bone.
Right. The door.
We reach the door.
Can we hear voices now?
Yes, there are female voices coming
from. What language?
You don't know. You can't. They're muffled. You don't think they're behind in the room.
I have pointy ears. I can hear really well.
You think they may be in a room beyond this door?
27.
But not in the room behind.
Do they sound like the teacher at a peanut?
There may be another room away from here. 27. You don't think it's trapped.
You don't think it is trapped.
Is it unlocked?
Yes.
I will open the door.
Good.
You're
brave, brave Sir Wilrich.